Hi, and welcome to this asana class. This class is really appropriate for people of all levels and abilities doing yoga asana, and I welcome you to the class. I encourage you to stay within your physical limits, not doing anything that would cause you discomfort or outright pain. Since asana is defined in the Yoga Sutras as a comfortable and stable posture, I encourage you to consider your own comfort and stability as guidelines for your practice today. Please feel free to make any modifications that may make something more accessible to you as we go through the class. Stability and comfort can best be achieved by proper alignment of the body during transitions and during poses that we hold, by proper use of props, by diaphragmatic breathing, and by linking the breath and the movement together, something that will be somewhat of a theme for this class. So I encourage you to use any props that you may have on hand, which would include things such as yoga blocks, pillows, blankets, bolsters, and so on. This class will end with a seated meditation, so I encourage you to think about what your seated posture will be at the end of class, and maybe take time now to set up a chair or props on the floor so that you can be as comfortable as possible. And then that way, at the end of relaxation, you won't have to be worrying about all of those things and can go right into the meditation. A meditative seat is actually an asana, and so as such, it should also be stable and comfortable. Whether you're sitting in a chair or on the floor, there are a few guidelines that you should consider. One is that ideally, your hips will be higher than your knees. This will naturally allow the back to straighten as your pelvis rotates forward and allow you to sit with much more ease and comfort. Also, ideally, your head and torso and sit bones will be aligned in a nice straight line. So if you want to take a minute or two now to stop the tape and to prepare your seat for meditation, please feel free to do so, and then we'll resume the practice. Good. Let's start by having you come into crocodile position just as Fi is here. So cross the forearms, rest your forehead on the forearms, separate the feet perhaps mat width or even wider, at least wider than the hips, to allow some relaxation through the hips. And once you're in position, just feel the points of contact of your body with the floor beneath you and allow yourself to settle into that support. Make any small adjustments that might help make you as comfortable as possible to relieve any tension, perhaps in the back of the neck or in the upper back or the hips. And then begin to observe your breath. And one of the first things you may notice is that the abdomen presses into the floor as you inhale and gently recoils back as you exhale. So just observe that sensation for a few breaths. Now observe how the lower back rises and falls as you breathe. Finally, notice how the side ribs flare out and in as you breathe. Crocodile position is a wonderful position to observe the qualities that your breathing may have. So begin to notice the extent to which your breath is smooth. Notice if your inhalations and exhalations are even in length and quality. Notice if the breath is without noise. Now notice if your breath is continuous, with each breath flowing into the next without any pause or delay. And finally, feel the breath in the abdomen. I'll be encouraging you throughout this practice to maintain this awareness of your breathing and to work towards linking your movements to your breath. So on your next inhalation, gently push yourself up to a hands and knees position. And then as you exhale, sink your hips back towards child's pose. You might bring your big toes together, finally letting your forehead rest on the floor or perhaps your folded hands or a block, so that you can allow your head and neck to fully relax. Observe how the breath feels in this position. On your next inhalation, draw yourself up so that you're on hands and knees. We call this table position, so that your knees are under your hips and your hands are generally under your shoulders. Now we'll begin some breath-linked movement. So as you inhale, let your abdomen release to the floor and lift the chin gently. As you exhale, drop your chin toward the chest and arch the back up towards the ceiling. And continue working with your breath. Take your time and actually see if you can let your breath lead the movement rather than have the movement dictate your breath. You may feel some rotation in the hips, as you can see Fee is doing here. Good. Come back to a neutral position. And now, as you exhale, begin to take the hips and shoulders to one side. So you're kind of forming a C shape with the spine, moving from side to side rather than front to back. And as you inhale, come back to your center position. Again, moving slowly with your breath at whatever pace it naturally guides you. Good. Inhale yourself back to your center starting position. And now shift your right hand so that it's more or less centered under your face. And as you inhale, begin to sweep the left arm up overhead. And as you exhale, bring the arm down and thread it through your supporting arm, dropping your shoulder toward the floor. As you inhale, sweep the arm overhead, moving in and out of this twisting position. The next time you exhale, thread the arm underneath, drop the shoulder to the floor, and hold and breathe. You can choose the most comfortable position for your right arm here. It may be extended overhead, it might be on the floor, or even on your hip or on your lower back. Fee will decide what feels most comfortable for her. Good. Bring your right hand back to a supporting position, and as you inhale, come back to your table position. Great. We'll take this to the other side, so shift the other hand over toward the center. Yep. And as you inhale, that's it. Overhead, exhale, sweep through, dropping the shoulder toward the floor. Keep your movement fluid and flowing along with your breath. And the next time you exhale, you can thread the arm through, dropping the shoulder to the floor, and hold and breathe. Keep your neck as comfortable as possible and choose the best position for your left hand and arm. Continue your relaxed, comfortable breathing as you hold this twist. On your next inhalation, you can bring both hands back to their starting positions under your shoulders. Good. Now bring your hands forward, perhaps one hand length forward, curl the toes under, and lift the hips up and back into downward facing dog. Bend the knees here as much as you need to so that you can get good length through the back, just as you see Fee doing here. Finally, let your head relax between your arms. Good. Feel free to bend one knee and then the other, pedaling the feet, drawing the heels towards the floor. Good. And then come back to a neutral position. From here, bring your right foot forward between your hands. You can do this through table or sweeping it through, so that your knee is centered over your ankle into a low lunge. So drop the knee to the floor and the top of the foot on the floor. Good. Inhale, draw the chest forward as you lengthen through the spine. And then on your next exhalation, begin to straighten the front knee and rock back onto the heel of the foot, sinking your hips back towards your rear heel. Inhale, forward back into your lunge. And continue moving back and forth, exhaling back, inhaling forward into the lunge, working slowly with your breath. On your next inhalation, come forward into your lunge and hold, take a breath. And then in whatever way works best for you, you're going to switch positions of your feet. So you could come back through downward facing dog, you could come back through table. There's a lot of options here. Do what seems most comfortable and appropriate for you. And we'll bring the opposite leg forward into the lunge on the other side. So once again, make sure that your knee is centered over your ankle, as Fee is showing here. Inhale and draw the chest forward, lengthening through the spine. Good. And on your next exhalation, then you can begin to straighten the front knee and rock back onto the heel as you sink your hips back towards the rear foot. Inhale forward into your lunge. And keep working back and forth with your breath. Notice where you feel the stretch in this particular movement. It might be different on this side than it was on the last. On your next inhalation, come back into your low lunge and hold and take a breath. Once again, lengthening through the spine. Good. And then step the front foot back and come into downward facing dog. Again, you can come through table as you do this. and look between your hands, and from here, walk or step your feet forward between your hands, coming into a forward fold. Bend your knees as much as necessary so that you can relax and get really a nice stretch through the entire back, particularly the lower back and then the upper back and shoulders by relaxing the head between your arms. You might find it more helpful if you have blocks to place your hands on the blocks. Good. Bend the knees quite a bit, and on your next inhalation, sweep the arms up from the sides or the front, either way, and come up to a standing position. Exhale, release the hands to your sides. And just stand in mountain pose. So your feet are firmly planted into the floor. You feel length through the legs. The spine is rising straight up out of the pelvis. Shoulders are back, but relaxed. Back of the neck is long. Arms are relaxed at your sides. Take a moment, perhaps even to close your eyes, and turn your awareness inward. Feel the breath. And observe anything else that you might notice in the body. Good. Open the eyes. And from here, you can begin some gentle arm swings, swinging the arms forward and backward. A little pop in the knees might be good here, too. Your breath isn't synchronized with this movement, but you can still be breathing in a comfortable, relaxed, smooth way. So be mindful of that as well as you're going through these movements. If you'd like, you can alternate bringing the elbows back and then bringing the hands back. Good, and then release the arms to your side. Separate your feet so that you're at least shoulder width, if not mat width, if you're on a yoga mat. And then begin to gently twist as you swing the arms from side to side. Pick up the heel opposite the direction of your twist. That helps protect the knees. And just let the arms be relaxed, flopping against the body. If you'd like, you can turn and look behind you with the twist if you want to accentuate it a little bit. But again, be mindful of your capacity and any limitations you might be experiencing today. Good, and then from here you can release the arms to the side. I'm gonna have Fi turn to her left here, okay? So that you can see better what she's doing. So feet are a comfortable distance apart, perhaps hip distance. Good. Inhale the arms up overhead. Grasp your left wrist with your right hand, and take a nice gentle side bend to the right. Reach down with your left foot and up with your left arm so you create length and space through the whole left side of your body here and breathe into that space that you've created. Inhale back to center, switch your grip, and take the side bend to the opposite side. Now, reaching down with the right foot, up with the right arm, and breathe into that space that you've created on the right side of the body. Good. Inhale, back to center. Exhale, release the arms to your sides. Great. Separate your feet, perhaps shoulder distance. Good. And bring your hands to your hips. And begin drawing circles with your hips. So be very mindful of any areas that might be a little tight or perhaps sore or in some other way a problem. And be very gentle as you move through those areas. And when it feels right, you can stop and change directions. Good, and then come back to center. Bring your feet fairly close together. They don't have to be touching, but pretty close. Good, bend your knees and bring your hands down right on the tops of your knees. Yeah. And then begin drawing circles with your knees. And when it feels right, you can stop and change directions. Great. And then you can inhale yourself back up to a standing position. I'm going to have Fee turn and face the top of her mat here for this next position. Good. So standing nice and tall, feet are hip distance apart. Begin to bend the knees as you sink the hips back into chair position. Good. And then you can inhale the arms up either overhead or into a goalpost position, depending upon what feels best for your shoulders today. You might think about gently drawing the navel toward the pubic bone to engage the lower abdomen to provide support for the lower back. And make sure that you're breathing. On your next inhalation, bring yourself completely upright, exhale, and release the arms. Great. You might want to step towards the top of your mat for this next position. So I'm going to have Fee start by taking a giant step back with her right foot. Good. And make sure that there is space between your feet from side to side so that they're on so-called railroad tracks. That'll provide you more stability and better balance. Good. So bend the front knee over the ankle. Make sure that it's centered over your front ankle. If it's not, if it's coming forward, you might need to shift that foot forward just a little bit. Rear foot is firmly planted on the ground. Legs are both strong here. Good. Hips are pointed squarely towards the top of your space or your mat, forward. Okay. And then you can inhale the arms up. Again, you choose whether you want the arms overhead or whether it would be more comfortable to bring them down into a goalpost position. So in this warrior one position, the strength is coming from the core here, moving down through the legs and up through the torso into the arms and the head and neck. Make sure that you are breathing comfortably as you hold this position. On your next exhalation, you can release the arms to your side, straighten the front knee, and then just shuffle the rear foot forward, maybe a few inches. It'll make the next position a little more accessible for most people. Good. Inhale, lift through the chest as to lengthen through the spine, and then as you exhale, begin to hinge forward from the hips with a flat back into a forward angle position, finally lowering your hands to a block to the floor, or you could even have them resting on your leg. Finally, let your head and shoulders release and relax into this position. Notice where you feel the stretch. On your next inhalation, bend the front knee and gently draw yourself back up with a flat back. And then step the rear foot to meet the front. Good. So now step back with the opposite leg, the one you didn't use the first time. For most of you, it might be the left. Okay. Again, find that steady stance where your feet are on railroad tracks and you feel nice and strong and stable. Bend the front knee over the ankle. Hips are squared towards the top of your space. Good. Inhale, lift through the chest, lengthen through the spine, and then inhale the arms up to the position that feels, again, best for you today. Come back to your breath. See if you can maintain that focus on your breathing as you hold these more challenging positions. Good. Exhale the arms down to your side. Straighten the front knee. Bring the rear foot forward just a little bit, a few inches perhaps. Good. Inhale, lift through the chest, lengthen through the spine. Exhale, begin to fold forward. A slight bend of the knee here is perfectly fine. Finally, letting your head and shoulders release. Bend the front knee, and on your next inhalation, gently draw yourself back up to standing and step the rear foot forward to meet the front. Good. Turn so that you're facing the long edge of your mat and take a nice wide stance, perhaps a leg length or so. Now, turn the toes of your right foot so they're facing out away from you toward the short edge of your mat, if you will, and then kick out the heel of the opposite foot. Good. Bend the knee over the front ankle, again, noting that it's centered over the ankle, and then inhale the arms up parallel to the floor. Turn your palms up. Feel how the shoulders and shoulder blades release. See if you can maintain that relaxed position as you turn your palms down. And then you can choose either to gaze straight ahead or out over the fingers of your outstretched front hand, in this case, the right hand. So you're strong through the legs, you're strong through the core, but you're still soft and breathing comfortably. Good. From here, straighten the front knee and begin to reach out with the right hand over the front leg as you shift your hips back towards your rear leg, and then eventually let your hand fall either to the inside of your leg or to a block or to the floor according to your ability to take a triangle position here. You can choose where you want the left arm in this case. You could have it on your hip, you could have it across the lower back, or you could extend it up overhead. What you want to do is listen to your body and do what feels best. You might also think about drawing the bottom shoulder forward and the top shoulder back so that your shoulders are nice and stacked like Fi is demonstrating here. And finally, breathe. Good. Bend the front knee, and on your next inhalation, draw yourself back up to standing. Release the arms. Bring both feet parallel to each other. Good. Now we'll take this to the other side, so whichever side you didn't do. In this case, Fi will turn her left toes out towards the short edge of her mat, kick out the heel of the right foot. Good. She'll bend the front knee over the ankle. Inhale, lift the arms up parallel. Once again, if you'd like, you can turn the palms up just to feel that release through the shoulder blades. And then you can turn the palms down and choose again to gaze over the fingers of your forward arm or straight ahead into Warrior Two. From here, straighten the front knee. Begin to reach out over the front leg with that forward arm as you sink the hips back towards the rear heel. And finally, let that forward, in this case, left arm, fall wherever it naturally falls. It may be the inside of your leg. It might be on a block or the floor. The right arm can be on the sacrum. It can be on the hip, or it could be extended overhead. You find the position that feels both stable and comfortable for you. And then finally, remember to breathe. Bend the front knee, inhale yourself back to vertical, release the arms, and bring the feet parallel. So you're still in a wide stance here. From here, bring your hands to your hips. Inhale, lift through the chest to lengthen through the back. And then as you exhale, begin to hinge forward with a flat back. Bending the knees a little bit here is perfectly fine. Finally, letting yourself release the hands down to a block or the floor, or perhaps even onto your legs. And then lastly, let the head and shoulders release into this wide-legged forward fold. Bend the knees quite a bit. Bring your hands to your thighs or to your hips. And on your next inhalation, very slowly bring yourself back up to standing. Take your time. Make sure that you're feeling stable. Good. And then you can bring the feet together. I'm going to have Fee turn to her right here so that you can see better what she's going to do next. So we'll do a little bit of abdominal toning work. So I'm going to ask Fee to separate her feet about shoulder distance, perhaps mat width. Bend the knees and bring her hands down just on her thighs, just above her knees. So you'll notice her elbows are straight and you want the elbows nice and straight and locked so that you're supporting your weight with the shoulders, which will come up a little bit into your ears. That's okay. But you want to be able to relax the muscles of the abdomen and the back here. Now, as you exhale, begin to gently draw the navel back toward the spine. And as you inhale, completely relax the abdomen. And continue to work with your breath, exhaling, drawing the navel back toward the spine in a gentle way. Inhaling, completely relax. You may notice that there's movement in Fee's pelvis here and in her lower back, and that's fine. It's the relaxation with the inhalation is just as important as the contraction with the exhalation. On your next inhalation, you can gently bring yourself back up to standing. Bring the feet about hip distance apart and just stand in mountain pose. Soften your gaze or close your eyes. Turn your awareness inward and just be open to what you might be feeling. Certainly feel the breath and perhaps anything else that might be present. Good. Open the eyes. Good. Inhale the arms up overhead. Exhale, forward fold into through a swan dive. Bend the knees as much as you need to and step the feet back into downward facing dog. Take a couple of breaths here, really reaching up through the hips, lengthening through the spine. On your next inhalation, draw yourself forward into a plank position so that your shoulders are over your wrists. You may need to adjust your feet. And it's perfectly fine to drop the knees to the floor here. This is a challenging position for most of us. Take a breath or two. And then we're going to lower down to the floor. And you can do that through chaturanga. You can also drop the knees and chest and chin to the floor. There's a lot of different ways, but make your way down so that you're lying face down on the mat or the floor. And your hands are next to your shoulders. Rest your chin or forehead on the floor. Exhale, press the tops of the feet into the floor. Draw the buttocks in toward the pubic bone. Feel the pelvis press into the floor. And as you inhale, lift the head and shoulders, not pushing with your arms, but using your back muscles. Keep looking down so the back of the neck is long and comfortable. And then exhale, releasing the forehead to the floor. Now, bring your hands down by your sides. You can have the palms down or up, depending upon how your shoulders feel. Good. Now, as you exhale, again, draw the buttocks in toward the tailbone. Press the pelvis into the floor. And as you inhale, lift the head and the legs into downward facing boat. And you'll see Fee rocking here. That's her breathing. That's a good sign. Good. Exhale and release. Come into crocodile. Forearms crossed, forehead resting. Separate the feet. And just rest and breathe. Now, roll over onto your back, bend your knees, place your feet on the floor. Might want to slide down a little bit. Good. Separate your feet wide, perhaps mat width if you're on a yoga mat. And as you exhale, let your knees fall to one side. As you inhale, draw them back up to center. And then exhale, let them fall to the other side. And go back and forth with your breath a couple of times this way. Good. Inhale the knees back to center. Bring the feet a little closer together, perhaps hip width. Press your feet into the floor and shift your hips over to the left just a couple of inches and let them back down. Draw the knees in towards your chest and then let them fall over to the right. And feel free to use any props, either under or between your legs, to help make this position more accessible for you. And as you settle into this reclining twist, draw your awareness into your body. Relax any areas that don't need to be held tense to maintain this position. So relax through the neck and the shoulders, through the torso, the hips, the legs. And observe how it feels to breathe in this position. On your next inhalation, draw your knees back pointing toward the ceiling. Realign the hips with the rest of the spine. And then shift your hips over to the right just a few inches. Let them down. And then draw the knees up and let them fall over to the left. Again, use props as needed for comfort and stability. Once again, here too, really see if you can allow yourself to relax into this supported twist. On your next inhalation, draw the knees back pointing toward the ceiling. Realign the hips with the rest of the spine. And just take a breath. Now, cross your right ankle over your left knee. Good. And you can stay in this position, or you can reach in front of or behind your left knee and begin to draw that leg towards your torso. Think about relaxing your neck and your shoulders, relax your jaw, and notice where you feel the stretch. You can exhale, release both feet to the floor. And take the left ankle and cross it across the right knee. And then you can choose which variation of this reclining hip cradle feels best for you. Release both feet to the floor. And then draw the knees into the chest and give them a hug. From here, take your knees wide towards your armpits, and you can reach up around your feet or your ankles and take a happy baby position. And there are lots of variations of this, so if you know some of them, feel free to move into them. Keeping the knees up and wide, draw the soles of your feet together into a reclining butterfly for a stretch through the inner thighs and the groin. Good, and then draw the knees together and release your feet to the floor. From here, we're going to go into a supported bridge. So if you have a block or a bolster or something like that, press down with your feet, lift your hips, and slide the block under the sacrum, the large flat bone at the base of the spine, at whatever of the three heights feels best for you. Again, we're looking for stability and comfort, so stay within your capacity. Keep the knees about hip distance apart. You're welcome to stay in this supported bridge, or if you'd like, you can draw one knee and the other up and lift the legs up overhead into a supported inverted action pose. You may need to adjust the block to make it more comfortable. And if it feels good in this position, you can do some ankle rolls, point and flex the feet. If you do have your legs extended overhead, you can gently bring one foot and the other back to the floor. Push down with the feet, lift the hips, remove the block, and slowly and gently let your hips come back to the floor. Good. From here, hug both knees into the chest. And keep the right knee in and extend your left leg, let it rest on the floor. Switch positions of your legs, hugging the left knee in, letting the right leg rest on the floor. Extend both legs out on the floor and bring the arms up overhead and take a stretch through the entire body. Through center, you can stretch through the left side of the body or through the right side of the body. Good, and then you can bring the arms down to your sides and get yourself set up into Shavasana for relaxation. So find the most comfortable Shavasana you can. Use any props that may be handy. It's often helpful to have a thin cushion or blanket behind the head and neck to help keep the spine in good alignment and keep the airway open for easy breathing. If it helps the lower back, perhaps a rolled blanket or bolster under the knees. You may wish to cover yourself with a thin blanket for comfort or for grounding. Separate the feet so they're at least hip distance, or perhaps a little wider. Arms are slightly away from the sides, palms facing up, if that feels good for your shoulders. Feel the points of contact of the back of your body against the floor beneath you. And allow yourself to settle into that support. Observe how the body moves as you breathe. The gentle rise and fall of your abdomen as you breathe in and out. Let your breath be relaxed and comfortable and smooth. Let each breath flow into the next without pause. Breathe in a way that feels just right for your body. In this systematic relaxation, you'll be bringing your awareness to different parts of the body. And as you do so, if you happen to notice any tension or gripping, see if you can soften it a bit, maybe let it go. Now bring your awareness to the crown of your head, the very top of your head. And let it flow down the back and sides of the head and the forehead, softening any tension you may feel there. Relax the eyebrows and the eyes in their sockets. Soften the temples, the cheeks, and all the muscles of your face. And bring your awareness to the breath in the nostrils. Relax the tongue and the jaw. Soften the back and sides of the neck and the throat in front. Feel your shoulders softening into the support beneath them. And let your awareness flow down your arms, relaxing as you move to the elbows. The wrists, the palms of your hands, to the tips of all your fingers. Gently guide your awareness back up the arms to the wrists, the elbows, the shoulders, into the base of the throat, and down to the center of the chest, the heart center. To the center of the abdomen, the navel center. The center of the pelvis. Out to both hip joints. And slowly move down the legs, relaxing as you go to the knees. The ankles, the feet, to the tips of all your toes. Your body rests in stillness. Breathing is effortless. Awareness rests in the tips of your toes. Gently guide the awareness back up the legs to the ankles, the knees, the hips, and around to the tailbone at the very base of the spine. And slowly move up the spine and the back to the lower back. The middle back. The upper back. The back of the neck. The back of the head. And to the crown of the head. Let your awareness expand to fill the entire body and breathe with the entire body. Begin to gently deepen your breath. And as we make the transition from relaxation to meditation, when you feel ready, you can introduce some gentle movements into your feet and hands. It might feel good to gently rock the head from side to side or stretch. And as you feel ready, you can roll to one side, supporting your head with your arm or a pillow, perhaps. And you can use your arms to gently push yourself up. And find your seated position for your meditation, either in a chair or on the floor with props. So take a few moments as you need to adjust your props, adjust your position, so that you can feel stable and comfortable to sit for a few minutes. And when you've assumed your position and you feel ready, you can close your eyes. And observe the breath in the body. Notice how the breath feels different in a seated position than it did when you were lying down. And just as you did during relaxation, let your breath be smooth, comfortable, relaxed. Now bring your awareness to the top of your head and gently scan down through your body, noting any areas of tension or discomfort that perhaps might be relieved with some small adjustments to your position. Scan all the way down to your toes and then slowly work your way back up to the top of your head. And when you've completed your scan, bring your awareness back to the breath in the body. Smooth, comfortable, relaxed breathing. Now bring your awareness to the touch of the breath just inside the nostrils. Rest your awareness in the feeling of the breath as it enters and leaves the nostrils. Feel the slightly cooler touch of the breath as you inhale. The slightly warmer feeling as you exhale. When distracting thoughts or sensations occur, just notice them and then let them drift away, like a breeze through an empty space. Come back to the feeling of the breath in the nostrils. Now, as you inhale, begin to follow the breath from the nostrils up and in through the nose to the space between the eyes, perhaps all the way to the center of your mind. And as you exhale, follow the breath back out. And continue your relaxed breathing, following the breath up and in and down and out. If you have received a personal mantra, you may introduce it here. If not, you can use the universal mantra, So Hum. As you inhale, think inside the sound, So. As you exhale, think in your mind the sound, Hum. Inhale, So. Exhale, Hum. Keep your eyes closed and take your time to come out slowly. Begin to bring your awareness back to the breath in the body and to your surroundings. If you'd like, you can bring your hands together in front of the heart. And in any way that's meaningful to you, close your practice. Om, peace, peace, peace. Begin to gently rub your palms together, generating some heat. And then place the warm palms over your eyes. Feel the warmth. And then you can gently open your eyes into your closed palms And as you feel ready, you can gently release your hands from your face. Thank you for joining us today. Have a wonderful day.